G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Saturday the 30th of October. Let's get into it. Well, Mario Party Superstars was out yesterday and it's launched with a lot of positive reviews. The game has started strong early with 80 out of 100 as the general average, and comments is that it's the best Mario Party game since Super Mario Party, and it offers a more traditional type of game. GameSpot have recorded 18 minutes of various gameplay, so I'll link to that so that you can also take an extended look. Check it out on g'daygamers.com. There's 5 classic boards from the Nintendo 64 Mario Party games and some other classics as well that have been brought back to life. 100 classic mini games also included. The game is about 2.7 gig and of course it features multiplayer for the entire family. The Call of Duty's Warzone Pacific map that replaces Verne Desk now has a release date. The update comes out on December 2nd and it comes with obviously the new anti-cheat Ricochet system launching slightly before. Activision have released a new roadmap for the releases as well as some of the final releases for the current map, and there's a long post on callofduty.com. There's going to be a live event to change over to the new map called Bombs Away, and this is going to occur about 2 days before the new map. Check out callofduty.com for all the details about this. I'll link it from G'day Gamers. Also, as of today, Call of Duty Vanguard Preload is now live on all platforms, meaning you can set it to download right now with plenty of time to spare before the launch next week. But don't worry too much, the file size is only between 50 and 60 gig, so you won't have to wait too long. You may have heard that Facebook held their Facebook Connect event yesterday. With it came a lot of announcements. Of note that Facebook will shift and be rebranded into Meta, the new name for it. Facebook believes in the future that we will all be sitting around our houses with VR headsets on or smart glasses, interacting in new worlds created by content creators, effectively decorated in the style of the environment we choose to reside in. So, for example, if I'm at work, I can create a work environment. If I want to hang out with friends, I can create a lounge room area. For Facebook, this means they need adoption of this tech, and this is where games come in. We have recently seen Resident Evil 4 come to the Oculus Quest 2, but now Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg has announced that GTA San Andreas is coming to the Oculus Quest 2, soon to be renamed Meta Quest 2, I believe. There's no footage of this game yet, but it's clear Meta knows they need to introduce this technology to get adoption, and games are the best way. It sounds good, I guess. Resident Evil 4 apparently has been really good on the Quest 2. I guess we'll have to wait for the episode of Black Mirror to ring true. But replacing reality sounds a bit creepy if they go too far, I think. If you have a spare 2 hours, go watch the keynote speech at meta.com. PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S gamers can expect to see the Enhanced Edition or Visage from today for Xbox gamers, or November 5th for the PS5 users. This means 4K 60 frames per second horror at its best. If you own the last gen version, you'll get a free upgrade. Visage will be available on Xbox Game Pass too, with the game already out on PC. Visage is a psychological horror game and it's one of the scariest horror games according to multiple reviewers. It has a Metacritic score of 81%. It's worth checking out for sure, and more so now with the Enhanced Edition if you're lucky enough to own one of the new consoles. DICE and EA have released a new trailer showcasing 3 of the maps from Battlefield 2042. Renewal, which is set in an Egyptian desert featuring a solar array power station on one side with a lush research facility on the other. Breakaway, which is set in Antarctica and featuring an offshore platform off the frozen coast, as well as an outlook station perched high above the battlefield. And Discarded, which features a flooded village along India's west coast, disassembled hull and a Colossus ship to explore. Battlefield 2042 is available November 19th, with early access starting from November 12th. So, as a friendly reminder, grab your PlayStation Plus games as they disappear November 1. Next month, we have 6 games in total coming to the PlayStation Plus, which is free VR and free standard games. To celebrate PlayStation VR's 5th anniversary, PS Plus subscribers can also download these free PSVR games, as I said, The Walking Dead, Saints and the sinners, the persistence, and until you fall. The games will be available for download starting Tuesday, November 2. In terms of the standard games, we have Knockout City, a team-based dodgeball game, First Class Trouble, which I spoke about on yesterday's show as part of the State of Play, the game that basically is an Among Us style game with androids and humans, or what they call personoids. And lastly, we have Kingdoms of Emula Re-Reckoning. It's a 2012 remaster coming to consoles. This is a third-person Western RPG. It has solid gameplay, and the original was a hit for its time. It won't compare to new RPGs and feels that it will feel outdated, but if you don't mind that and you haven't played it, you might enjoy it. A surprise drop to Xbox Game Pass this week with Project Wingman dropping onto the service. The game originally came out on Windows PC via the Game Pass in July, but as a surprise is now available for Xbox also. This game you need to take a look at possibly. The game itself has had high review scores and was the number 2 selling game on Steam the day after the release, surpassed only by the Cyberpunk pre-orders. The game also has a special Aussie connection with the developer being Australian Studio D2. The game is described as an action game and not a hardcore simulator, so expect a lot of fun. I'll throw up the trailer, you'll want to check it out. Bright Memory Infinite, developed by FYQD Studio, will launch November 11 this year on PC. However, there is no update on the Xbox Series X release date yet, but it is in development still. This game looks amazing, and while it started out as an expansion to Bright Memory, it's now become its own game. However, those players who have Bright Memory will still get it for free. The game is an up-close action game, but with guns and special abilities to boot and blades. The trailer is amazing, you have to check it out. You'll love the spy car driving off the cliff so you can use a grappling hook to catch a plane and fight enemies. Another day and more Gran Turismo 7 videos and news. This one is called Racer, and the video goes on to explain how each car has its own unique sound, and now depending on various conditions, how haptic feedback will also work with the PS5 controller. For example, you'll feel pressure in the triggers based on how your tires are interacting with the surface you're driving on, also feeling different vibrations too. If you get understeer, then you'll feel the controller vibrating to give you that sensation in your hands. Gran Turismo 7 launches for PS5 and PS4 on March 4 next year. Ubisoft has delayed the Division Heartland and Prince of Persia Sands of Time's remake. These games are now planned to release sometime before March next year, so it won't be too far away. If you haven't heard, Division Heartland is a free-to-play Division spin-off featuring apparently a 45-player multiplayer mode called Storm. As for Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, this has been delayed a few times already, but Ubisoft on Twitter today insists that they are taking the required time to ensure the game lives up to the players' expectations. No one has seen the prints yet, so we're still yet to see what the remake looks like. As for Heartland, we have seen a leaked 20-minute video which looked promising. Hopefully we'll get some more news soon. If you have a Nintendo Switch and you've always wanted to try Metroid Dread, well, there is a demo available now on the Switch, which is good news. Jump onto the Switch and grab it and have a go. If you haven't bought it yet, this might allow you to see what all the fuss is about. Okay, so I might call that a day. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm really after some help, guys. If you've spent $50 at Amazon at any point in time, you're allowed to give Amazon Skills ratings. This show's purpose is to be a summary of the news and not go into too much detail. And I wanted to make it for those types of devices, but I know that with more popularity, my life will become easier with getting the content that you guys want to hear. As I used to do this in my former life, I used to run a very large Australian video game website. And when you've got the numbers, you get the support to get the best information. So if you can, all I ask is if you've spent $50 on Amazon, please go onto my skill. You can get to the skill directly from getagamers.com and please rate it. I would love your help and I'd appreciate it. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it there. I'll catch you later. Have a great Saturday. See you.